So who in here use a smartphone like an iPhone or Android? Raise your hands up. Many of you are using a smartphone. You know, we spend a lot of time with our smartphone. They're actually not a phone at all. They're like a small computer with their own operating system and everything. So with the smartphones, we have a lot of apps or applications that we use to make our lives better. Some apps are used to track our movement, track our steps, track our sleeping pattern, track our daily behaviors. Some apps are not useful at all, like the slot machine app or like things like that, that kind of keep us numb. Some of us are playing probably what they call Candy Crush or like Plants vs. Zombies or all these games that kind of numb our life away. And sometimes that little small little icon, I have heard a homily from one of the Trappist monks. And the Trappist monk said that, what if an alien race come to Earth and without knowing anything about our God, the first thing the alien would have think or thought in his or it mind would be, all humanity are worshiping this little device. Sometimes we spend so much time looking at this phone, and sometimes the phone takes over our life that we really don't get anything outside of the phone. We let social media, we let all these things control our lives and control what we think. We let fake news or whatever news source there are make us angry, frustrated, and all these stuff. And we lose peace. And this phone or this little device, it's just an example of many things that this world is trying to distract us away from God. But much more than that, I'm going to speak in the spiritual level. And I'm going to steal a homily from Bishop Kevin Vann. So I'm going to quote him, okay, or paraphrase him, whatever that might say. But much more than this iPhone or Android operating system, God had instilled within each and every one of us our own operating system. He had instilled with us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He had created us not a generic operating system that kind of looked the same. He instilled within each and every one of us a unique identity, an operating system that already have him at the center of our lives. And more than that, this operating system, he had given us 7 super apps that is called the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those gifts are, of course, some of you might remember, some of you don't, because we have received confirmation for so long that we don't remember the gifts of the Holy Spirit anymore. Just like what Pope Francis has said in recent times, oftentimes in our modern day, we treat confirmation at the sacrament of goodbye. Hey, goodbye, I graduated. No more CCD, no more religious education, no more church. We stop going to church, we stop growing in our faith. It's often become the sacrament of goodbye. But we've forgotten that at confirmation, we had given a 7 special gifts to help us deepen that faith, deepen our love for God. And these 7 super gifts or apps, if we want to use it in smartphone terms, these 7 gifts are wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, or right judgment, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. And I'm going to go to explain to you each and what that these gifts mean. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are infused and given to us as sanctifying grace. What does sanctifying grace mean? Sanctifying grace means grace or gifts that come freely from God to sanctify us, to deepen and to bring into fulfillment what God had given to each and every one of us at baptism. God continued to sanctify us and give us his grace so that we can bring into fulfillment, so that we might come to completion the gifts that he had already given us at baptism. So the first gift that I would like to talk about that will continue to sanctify us through the Holy Spirit is the gift of wisdom. What is wisdom? Sometimes we think wisdom is the ability to be like these guru, like on some of these channels that are able to have all the answers. And sometimes we think these wisdom are kind of like what did that one lady that a lot of Catholics are watching her now? Oh, the Long Island medium lady, whatever. Okay, we seek all these nonsense, all these spiritual guys, instead of seeking wisdom himself, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is wisdom? According to the Catechism, wisdom is the ability to recognize and to seek the truth, and God is the truth, especially the truth to glorify God by choosing godly solution to earthly problems. Oftentimes, when we see problems present themselves, we want to handle them according to ourselves, and we have not seek wisdom in order to handle them according to what God wants. The gift of wisdom enable us to desire the things of God and correctly order the things of our life to put God first. The gift of wisdom helps us to view the world through God's own perspective and in the light of our faith. That's what wisdom is. It's more than these feeling thingy. It's the gift to help us seek the truth and to order our lives according to what God wants of us. The second gift is the gift of understanding. Understanding is the comprehension of the faith and the teaching to the best of our human or individual ability. You, especially those who are teachers or have been catechists before, know that sometimes we can only teach so much, and sometimes we just have to pray for the gift of wisdom upon our students so that they can comprehend and understand more than what we're trying to teach. So understanding helps us while our human intellects cannot grasp all of God's mysteries. Through the gifts of understanding, we can be led through the truth, even when we do not comprehend it at all. So to love God and to understand God, to understand who we believe, even when we don't know all the how and the what. That's what wisdom is. The ability to comprehend and understand all God's teaching, even at times we don't understand at all. It's the knowledge of who we believe, not the how and the what. And that leads us toward the third gift, which is knowledge. The ability to contemplate and reflect on divine revelation and its mysteries. Knowledge is not simply what we have now in our education system. It is not an accumulation of facts to take tests, but rather an understanding of God's purpose and how we ought to respond. But this knowledge isn't passive. It is much more than our human ability or desire. This knowledge actively moves us to seek God and to live up to His ways. It helps us to discern and bring to light the truth in the midst of worldly temptations. That's what knowledge is. It helps us to fix our eyes on God, even when we are being distracted by worldly temptations. And not only knowledge alone, not only understanding alone, not only wisdom alone, we also need the gift of counsel or right judgment, which acknowledge the difference between right and wrong. In our world now, it seems like right and wrong is no longer a subject of debate. You do whatever you want, whatever you feel. We don't even want to talk about right and wrong anymore. That's why we need the gift of counsel or right judgment to see beyond the different earthly and humanistic choices to follow God's will and His plan for our life. It's basically the gift to call BS a BS. Excuse my language. is to call falsehood falsehood. It's to call false false. And it's to have the ability to make right judgment for the truth. And that's why we need the gift of fortitude. It's the courage to stand up for the truth and to do what is right. This gift allowed us to be steadfast in our decision to put Christ first and to even endure evil, even when we do not want to endure all things with courage, because we desire Christ. And that leads us toward the gift of piety. And in order for us to understand the gift of piety, we have to go back to this understanding of the Roman or Greek system, where the father is the highest source of consolation in the family, the source of what we want to seek. In Latin, it's called the pater familia, the father of the family. So the gift of piety helps us to remain steadfast and to abide with God in humility, in prayer, and in devotion. It is an intimate desire, knowing that we belong to God and God loves us, to desire to serve Him and to worship Him out of love and out of loyal duties. It rejoices in having true love and a real relationship with God. That's what piety helps us to see, that we belong to God. And last of all, this gift is the one that makes every other gift possible. The fear of the Lord, or often called wonder and awe. This is what we often lack in modern world. We no longer have a sense of wonder and awe. Many of our children and our young people go to class or go to university. They go only to class and university to get a degree so they can get a job what they want. They no longer seek wisdom or seek the truth. They no longer have wonder and awe. But the fear of the Lord, according to the book of wisdom, said that the beginning of all wisdom. The fear of the Lord helps us to have the ability to be amazed and at awe with God's wonder and His mysteries, especially in treasuring the friendship of the Lord and to reserve it at all cost. How many times in times of temptations, in time of hardship, are we trying to reserve our friendship with God at all cost? It helps us to fear displeasing God and losing our friendship with Him because of our love for Him. It increases our desire to draw closer to God and to depart from sin. We need the fear of the Lord, a healthy fear of the Lord, knowing that God has loved us and we don't want to lose His friendship. My brothers and sisters, activate the seven gifts that the Holy Spirit had given you and I at our confirmation. The gift of wisdom, the gift of understanding, the gift of knowledge, the gift of counsel and right judgment, the gift of fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. May we live in wonder and awe and allow ourselves to become instruments of the Holy Spirit. Just that Jesus Christ, who came to reveal the Father to the world and to complete whatever had been taught in the Old Testament, we are instruments of the Holy Spirit. If we open our heart up to Him, because the Holy Spirit is helping us to recognize and bring into fulfillment what Jesus Christ has taught us. And He will bring into fulfillment what we have been called to do, to bear the name of Christ with love. This is the time of the Holy Spirit, the Consoler, the one who leads us to Christ and to the love of the Father. Without the Holy Spirit, we won't know who we are and we will be lost. Fall in love with God and allowed the Holy Spirit to change our lives so that we become more like Christ for other people and to be able to have the ability, as St. Paul said, to call out to God, Abba, Father. My brothers and sisters, I know I'm sounding a little bit harsh in this homily, but I believe in you because you have the ability that has been given to you at your confirmation. Don't let the Holy Spirit be unused. Don't leave him outside of your life, but allow him to lead you toward Christ and the deepened love of the Father. And last of all, I know summer has begun and school have been sending out a lot of the reading list, and I have my own reading list for you too. The first book that I have for you is, of course, a very classic book, The Imitation of Christ. A lot of the saints have said that if they are stuck in the desert or on an island outside of the scripture, according to the words of Archbishop Fu Tenshin, the second book that he would have would be The Imitation of Christ. So pick it up on Amazon. It's not that hard. You can even download it on your Kindle for free because it's now like a public domain. You can find it online. The second one that I love, because I used to be a Redemptorist, I know I am a little bit biased, but this is from St. Alphonsus Liguori, Visits to the Most Blessed Sacrament and the Blessed Virgin Mary, which you can find as well. And if you cannot find those two books, then I guess you can settle for the generic one that you can find at Sam's Club or at Mardell. It is a little bit more balanced than the other non-denominational books. So it is named God Calling. It's pretty good, not bad. And you can use it, and it has daily meditation and reflection. But if you can get the Imitation of Christ or any other spiritual books, I recommend you to have a summer spiritual reading list. Begin to read. Begin to fall in love with Christ. Just that Christ has told us today, he has continued to invite us each and every day, my brothers and sisters. He said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I sent you. Each and every one of us are sent into the world and to make Christ known. May we always rejoice and be sent forth in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.